Rabbi Yisrael Friedman.
The days of Slichas are rapidly approaching, just around the corner, and the time has come that we have to start making a cheshbon hanefesh, thinking of how to improve ourselves, what we can put right. I want to speak today about that an integral part of doing tshiva is the inyan, the aspect of feeling embarrassed, of feeling ashamed of what you've put wrong, what you've done wrong, which that is really the oimek ha-charota. Charota means not just merely to feel guilty, but to feel ashamed of what you've done. We have a Gemara, Masechtas Bruchas, in Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara says, Kala oiva aveira imizbayishba. Anybody who was oivan aveira and he's embarrassed of what he's done. And the Mephoshim explain it doesn't mean he's embarrassed dafka because other people saw him. It could be he was over the Saveira in private. There was no one there. He's embarrassed from himself. He's embarrassed of the way he has behaved. Moichlin loy al kol avoinoisov. A person who does an Aveira and he's afterwards, or B'shas Mas even, he's embarrassed. That embarrassment is so strong, the Rabbi Nishum says, Moichlin loy al kol avoinoisov. Similarly, we say in davening, Eloikai, boishti lahurim punai elecho. Rabbi Nishum, I'm embarrassed to look you in the face, Kaviyuchel. I'm embarrassed to be here because I know my shortcomings and therefore I am embarrassed of what I have done. The Mephoshim explain, this is the Rosh HaTevis, what we say, Bachatzoitzeroitz v'kol shoifo hori lifnei HaMelech Hashem. This is one of the psikim we say straight after Tekiya Shoifo. The Rosh HaTevis from Bachatzoitzeroitz v'kol shoifo hori is Bisha. How is one ma'oira b'chad soises v'kol shoifa shabi hori lifnei ha-melech Hashem Rosh HaTeva is bisha. When a person is embarrassed of what he has done, that in itself, that brings about the kapura. That's moichlin loy al kol avoy noisov. This is Sefer Irin Kadishin from Azaydif in the Heilige Rishna Zechisa Yugin Aleini v'kal Yisroel. And there he quotes in the name of the Rishna something which when I saw it, Bahashkufa Rishoina and even Bahashkufa Shnia, I found this very difficult to understand, very difficult to be makabel. And my first reaction was, there must be some mistake over here. Because from the first reading it would appear, this is Mamish Keneged Kama Divrei Chazal and Neged Kama Divrei Psikim. In the Sefer Irin Kadishin is quoted in the name of the Heilige Rishna. He didn't write his own Divrei Torah. This was Chassidim wrote down what he said. The Rishna described how it used to be Bizman Shebeis Hamigdash Hoyakayam when a Yid brought a Korban Chatos to the Beis Hamigdash. And the Rishna said as follows, when a Yid came up to the Beis Hamigdash and he'd been Oivan Aveira and he had to have a Kapura and he brought a Korban Chatos, he would come in with his Korban to the Beis HaMikdash. And he would go over to the Koyen and he would ask the Koyen to be makriv the Korban. For Feshteitzach, you have to tell the Koyen, what Korban are you bringing? Is it an Oila? Is it a Shlomim? Is it a Korban Chatos? He would tell the Koyen. No, unfortunately, it's not a Shlomim. It's not an Adova. It's not an Aziris. It's not even an Oila. It's a Korban Chatos. Said the Rishna as follows, the Koyin, when he would be mak of this korban, he would call out in a loud voice, Ployni ben ployni hevi korban ze. This and this person has brought this korban chatos. Alasha uva aveira ployness. And he would spell out which aveira he had done. Vahoya koiloi nishma lemeruchik. And everybody could hear clearly what the Kohen had said and what this person had done wrong. Imam oid misbayish oisoi ho ish. And how embarrassed and how ashamed this person was. Vekama dumim nishbechiloi. And Imamish, he felt like burying himself alive. And the person would make a cheshben anefesh, and he would say to himself, look what a terrible position I am in, said the Rishna. If I don't bring this korban chatos, ich gein ishum ken oylem habo. Because without a kapura, what's going to be? And by bringing this korban chatos, ich honish ken oylem hazeh. Because look how embarrassed, how terrible I feel. So what's the eitzah? The eitzah is the next time, don't do any aveiros. And azoy vet ichobim oylem hazeh with oylem habo. As though the Rishna that sailed, this how it used to be, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim. And when I saw this, it set off an alarm in my head. There's something here that does not add up. Because we have in Parshas Vayikra, when the Torah tells us about how one's makrif the kabunas, the Torah says as follows, a kol mechatos, a yid brings a kol mechatos, v'shuchat oisoi, Bimkoim asher yishchat ha-so'oy lefnei Hashem chatosi. You have to be makrovit in the same spot where you bring a korban oyle. And Torah repeats it a second time in Parshas Tzav. Zoyz tois ha-chatos, bimkoim asher tishchat ha-oyle, tishchat ha-chatos lefnei Hashem. Tells us the Gemara in Masechtas Sotah in Daf Lamed Beis as follows. Why does the Torah makpid one should be makriv a korban machatos in the same spot as a korban oyle? Tells the Gemara shaloi levayish oivrei aveira. The Rabbeinu Shloilam doesn't want to be mevayish somebody who's done an aveira. Sharei lechilek hakusav beimukim chatos laoyle. The Rabbeinu Shloilam wants a person should be able to bring a korban machatos and nobody should realize what korban he's bringing. Says in the Medrash Rabbah, Omer Shlokish, Bamukim Masha Tishchet Soil Tishchet Hachatos Kol Kach Loma, Kedei Shlo Yefasemi Hachoitim. One shouldn't publicize. People should not realize when somebody's done an aveir and he has to bring a korban chatos. So Oy Bezoy, it's very very difficult to understand how the Rishna could say such a vot. And similarly we find, the Mishnah tells us in Masechtas Ovos, that one of the 10 Nisim which used to take place in the Beis HaMikdash was, Oimdim Tzafifim Emeshtachavim Ravochim. That although really there was no room, everybody was very gestipt, they stood together, close together, but when they bowed down, suddenly a Nes would take place, Meshtachavim Ravochim was ample place for everybody. Tells us the Moshe of Zakenim in Parshas Tzav, in the name of Rav Haigon, why did the Rabbi Shem used to make this nes? The reason was kidei shlo yishma kol echod vidi shel chaveiroi. One shouldn't be able to overhear his friend saying vidi when he was being mishtachave. V'yizbaza ulof, and he'll say, "Hoi, I thought this was Elah Chayid. I just overheard what he said. All the terrible aveis which he's done." Bipnei shatoir hikpida lachasois al hachait. The boy Shem is makpid to cover over. Other people should not know what you've done wrong. So this vod that the Heilige Rishna apparently seemed to have said was that the Kohen would call out in a loud voice, so and so has done this aveira, and thereby this he would publicly humiliate him. It doesn't seem to be possible. And obviously, my first reaction was that whoever had written down this Dvar Torah had not written down correctly and had misunderstood it. Hagam, the person who wrote this Dvar Torah, was one of the Groyser Hasidim, who was known to be a Udam Gudel Ma'oid. That was my first reaction. However, later on, I saw that the Minkat Shiruv, in his Sefer Shah Yisocher, writes almost the same Yisod word for word. And he writes there, Shamati Ichogehet from my Zayda, B'Shem Rabbeini Zukta the Sanzeruf, Ki Mekibel B'Yudom. They've got a Zak Kabula. So writes the Sanzeruf, this is something I heard B'Shem the Sanzeruf, as a Omdus B'Kabula. That when a Yid came to the Beis HaMikdash, B'Makriv HaKom, the Kohen would ask him, what Aveira have you done? The Yid would tell him, what he's done wrong. V'tzuak ha-koyin, and the koyin would shout out, Oy v'voy, eich bu liyotchu kezeh chet lefnei Hashem yizburach, mulei kol kevoidoi, v'ki yoytze divremissa ba'eime v'yira. And then he carries on, and he says something which is also very interesting. And he says, and later I found this is written in the Mor v'Shumash, quoting a sefer Bris Menicha from one of the Italian Gedolim, who lived a few hundred years, 400 years ago, that the Kohen would instruct the Levim to sing a very, very haunting shir in order to be ma'oira this person to do tshiva. V'rumaz ha'koyim le'levim ha'oimdim al dichunom v'schili nanagen shin nigen his oira shel bechi. They would sing a song which brings a person to tears. V'schili abam lismach ha'lakom lizvadis, and the person would then start to do vidui, and he would say, chatusi aveir ploinis, chozati b'tshiva, v'zeh kaparusi. And through this tshiva and the vidya and the charuta, when the Kohen would see that the person had done emes tshiva, he would tell the Levim, stop singing this sad song and now sing a freilich hanigan. This is what the Sanzerov brings down, and this is written also in Mor v'Shumash b'shem Sefer Bris Menicha. V'hachit ha-meshilash, the third maramukim, are found in the Sefer Kol Mevasef in the Rebbe Rabbinim from Pishischa and Parshas Tzav, who also writes that the Kohanim would tell off and give Missa when somebody would come to the Beis HaMikdash and he'd done an Aveira and he would have to do Tshiva, the Kohanim would tell him off. So Lechoyre, it's Lechoyre Tzurich Ian Gudoil, the Vertif in the Rishna with the Sanzerov. How does this add up with the Gemara, what we see clearly, Chazal tell us, the Rabbi Yishon was makpid to cover over all Averas, shlo yifasim yachoytim, not to be mevayish over Avera, and here the Rishna says, they would publicly humiliate him. How does this add up? So, Siyata Dishmaya, I thought of a mahalach as follows. We have a Gemara, where the Gemara asks, the Gevaldig Akasha, the Gemara then say to ask Akasha, what does it help to shech b'mukay ma'chatos, b'mukay ma'oy t'shuchat ha'chatos, that nobody should realize? Freik the Gemara, everybody could see straight away from the animal that you brought up to the Beis HaMikdash, whether you were bringing a chatos or you were bringing a oyla. Because a chatos has to be dafka a behema nekeva. And oyla is only a zocha. So we city people, to us they all look the same. But anybody who's grown up and handles with animals can straight away tell just by looking at an animal if it's a zocha or a nekeva. So there's no way in the world you could ever confuse a chatos with an oila, because a chatos has to be a nekeva, and a zocha has to be, and an oila has to be a zocha, and the two are not the same. So you can tell them apart straight away. Ask the Gemara Kasha. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a problem at all. The reason is, Husan Mechse Ba'alya. It's true you can tell apart a Zuch and a Keva, but however, the tail covers over the back part of the animal, and then you can't see. If you lift up the tail, you can see, but it's covered the tail, so you can't see actually if it's a Zuch or a Keva. Says the Gemara, Tinach kivsa, all well and good, a lamb which has a tail. You can bring as a korban chatos a choice. You can either bring a keves, a kivsa, a lamb, or you can bring a soe, a goat. Says the Gemara, all well and good, a kivsa which has a tail. Oba a seira, a goat which doesn't have a tail, you can tell straight away. Ma'ikele meima. And for the Gemara, Husim ihig dekom michsef nafshei. You are responsible for your own shame. If you decide to go and bring along a goat which hasn't got a tail, you're embarrassing yourself, and we are not to be held responsible that you decided to publicly announce that you are over an aveira and you're bringing a korban chatos. Idekom michsef nafshei, di boye leila siya kivsa. You should have brought a lamb which has got a tail. Nobody will be able to tell. V'komai sasira, and you brought a goat. That's what the Gemara says. Freik, now the Gemara's second kasha. Chatas davoides kechovim de la isagi de lav seira. Although you can always bring either a lamb or a goat for kom chatos, there is an exception to the rule. Avoides kechovim, you can only bring a seira, which hasn't got a tail. So there's, everybody can see, you're bringing a goat, I can see it's got no tail, I can see it's in a kava, so it must be a kom chatos. There's no way in the world I could ever confuse it to think this is an oiler. And for the Gemara, you're right. Aber Avoidazor is different. Hosam nechsev v'nezel ki heichel anachapalei. Avoidazor is such a terrible Avera. You deserve to be embarrassed. Therefore, you've got to bring Taka Seira, which has no tail. Everybody can see it's in a cava, and everybody knows you've been over Avoidazor, and that's part of the Kapora. That's what the Gemara says. So again, the Gemara says that although one can tell apart a zuch and a cava, that's only because, if you look under the tail, bring an animal that's got a tail, nobody can see. Now, comes along the Netziv, and azukt in Parshas Vayikra, a gewaldiger ha'ura. As I said, you've got a choice of bringing two different animals. You can either bring a lamb, a kivsa, or you can bring a goat, a se'ira. Says the Torah, this is in Perek Dalet, in Pusik Chovzaim, im nefesh achas techto bishkoga, if a person's done a very b'shoigig, v'hevi karbunoi, se'iras izim tamim in the keva. You have to bring a kol mechatos, a soe. This is in Pusik Chovzaim. A few psikim later, five psikim later, in Pusik Lama Beis, the Torah tells us, you've got a choice. If you want, v'im kevas, yovi karbunoi lechatos. If you want, you can bring a kevas as well. Freik the Netziv, why does the Torah give us as option one a goat, a se'ira, and only five psikim later, in Pusik Lama Beis, the Torah offers us, there's a second option, you can bring a kevas. Says the Netziv, Higdim hakusav se'ira lekivsa, the Boishim has put first the goat, veloika oile veshlomim, and not like a oile veshlomim. You'll see, always in the Torah, when the Torah mentions the animals that we can bring, kevas is always placed before a se'ira. For example, we have state in Parshas Emor, Shoy oi kesev oi eiz ki voleid v'hoye shivas yomim tachas emor. State Shoy oi kesev oi eiz. The kesev comes first and then the eiz. We have another pusik in Achreimos, Ish ish mi beis Yisrael asher yishchat shoy oi kesev oi eiz. B'machne. The seid is always kesev is put before eiz. Chatos is the exception. The Torah tells us first you can bring a se'ira, then we are told you can bring a kesev, you can bring a keves, a lamb. Why? Says in the Netziv, a gewaldige chiddush. The feast sigis hagamur that we just learned. In Soita, the se'ira nika yoysa shi chatos a michsaf nafshei, by se'ira everybody can see you're bringing a chatos and you're embarrassed. Why the Torah tells us first the haluchas of se'ira. De lechachila Yase be'oifen delichsev nafshei. When you bring a kol mechatos, says Netziv, the Torah wants lechachila, you should bring a se'ira in order that you should suffer humiliation. Ki heicha delahava kapura. This will be for you a kapura. So Netziv tells us a gewaldige chiddush. From the Gemara, we only understood that if you decide to go and humiliate yourself and bring a se'ira because you weren't smart enough to bring a kevas, so you're responsible for your own embarrassment and therefore you've got no one else to blame. Tells us Netziv, no, from the Seidah Psikim, I see the Torah wants you lechachila to embarrass yourself. That's stage one. Stage two comes along Reb Zalman Sorotskin in his Sefer Zna'im LaTorah, and he tells us even a greater chiddush. If we look in the Psikim, a person's done an aveir, let's say he was Machal Shabbos B'shoigig, he's got to bring a kov mechatos. He's got choice, he can bring a goat or he can bring a lamb. So you would think it's no difference. It's the same, you can do either or. There was no difference in the kapora, in what how chushev it is. Says Reb Zalman Sorotskin, let's look in the psikim. State in the psikim, then Pusik Lamed Aleph, that if you bring a se'ira, v'hikta ha'koyin ha'mizbeicha, l'reach nichoyach l'ashem. Although you've done an Avera, and you're bringing a Kol Mechatos, so don't think to yourself that your Kol Mechatos is really, is Taka, I brought to me a Chapas, but halavai, I wouldn't have done this Avera, I'm Zich, the Moshe is not happy that I have to bring such a Korban. Says the Torah, no, it's a Reach Nichoyach. Zuklib Zalman Sorotskin, a Gewaltika Ha'ura, these words, L'Reach Nichoyach, is not written by somebody who brings a Keves. If you bring a seira, although it's a kol mechatos, says the pusik, v'hikta koyin amizbeicha lereach nichoyach l'Hashem. It's a reach nichoyach, although it's a kol mechatos. By keves, it's not written reach nichoyach. Frekrav Zalman is asking why. We're speaking about a person who's done an aveira. He's got choice which animal to bring. Why is a seira a reach nichoyach, and a keves is nishken reach nichoyach? Says Rabbi Zalman Sarovskim, the Zel B'Yisod, because somebody who brings a Se'ira is going to humiliate himself. So therefore the Torah says, this is the Reach Nichoyach, that a person realizes, I've done an Aveira, and I deserve to be embarrassed, I deserve, because I have to be ashamed of myself. Dus Gifa is the Reach Nichoyach L'Hashem. Now comes along, the Mar Pelushin, Rabbi Fula Hamburger, was one of the great Gedolim a few hundred years ago, 300 years ago, and he asks, similar to Rabbi Zalman Sarovskin, but he asks Noch Akasha. By the Se'ira, it's written in the Pusik, that somebody who brings a Soe Lachatos, V'chippa Ulav HaKoyhein V'nislach Loi. The Koyim will do the Kapura, and he will have, everything is forgiven. However, by the Se'ira, there's an extra few words. The chippul of hakoyin al chatusoy ashechuto. The koyin will be machapen on his aveir which he sinned. The nislach loy. These words al chatusoy ashechuto is only written by a keves. It's not written by a seira. Why not? Zukrab Ful Hamburg as follows. We quoted already the Gemara. Kol ha'oiva aveira mizbayish bo. Anybody who did an aveira and he's embarrassed of what he's done. Zugner Chazal, moichlin loy al kol avoinoisov. Not only is the embarrassment on this aveira going to be machape for this particular aveira, it's moichlin loy al kol avoinoisov. Oy bazoi, Zugner Ful Hamburg as follows. Somebody who brings a sue, a seira as a chatos, not only will he get a kapura for this particular aveira which he's done wrong, but moichloi al kol aveinoisov. Therefore, by keves, where he brings a kol mechatos, but he's not embarrassed, state in the Torah, v'chippa hakoyin al chatusoy ashechuta. On this particular aveira, he brought kol mechatos, he will have a slicha. Masha enkein a se'ira, where he's embarrassed, shteitnish al chatusoy ashechuta, on this particular aveira, no shteitn apuze, v'chippa hakoyin ulav hakoyin v'nislach Loi. The Baruch Hashem will forgive him on all his aveiros. So we see here very clearly, l'choira, that the correct mahalach, how a person should conduct himself, is when a person was over an aveir b'shoigig, he has to bring a kol mechatos. Lechachila, he should bring a seira, which everybody will see because it hasn't got a tail, will be able to tell it's an akeva. We will be able to tell it's a kol mechatos. Everybody will be able to see the shiny yid is walking up to the Beis Hamikdash, and it's not that he's just concluded some massive business deal and he's bringing a kol mechatos Thanksgiving. Not getina oivagrin a grois aveir, and it's very embarrassing for him. This gifa is the way how the Rosh wants we should conduct ourselves, and that is Zukta Rabbi Zalman Sarovskin Areich Nichoyach, and through that is Moichlin Loi Al Kol Avoinoisa V'Chippa Koyen, and all his aveiros are forgiven. Hagam L'Choyra, we need to understand, we know the Gemara tells us also in Soit and Dav Zayin, Chutzif Olai Man De Mefarish Chatuei. Somebody who publicizes his aveiros, tells us the Gemara, chutzif, it's a chitzpah, it shows a zilzal that he's not embarrassed to publicize his aveiros. L'choira, when somebody is walking up and publicizing that he's ringing a kol mechatos, l'choira, it's nishrichtig, because chutzif alai mandem farsh chatuei. So I saw the Beis Halevi in Parshas Vayera writes as follows. He explains that this yisod of chutzif alai manda fash chatue only refers to when somebody says, you know what I did yesterday, achal gemacht azar, geneva shtikel, I was able, or whatever it should be. So he's boasting about an aveira which he's done. That is a chatzifus. Oba says the Beis Halevi, but if a person has been punished or is being punished for his averus, then it no longer applies. Yesh loyma dezehi rak koydim shemagia loy ha'oynish. Because he's being mafasan avera and he's saying, look, and I got away with it. However, if a person says, you know what I did? I did this and this avera, and what a great price I had to pay for this avera which I did. You know how much I've suffered as a result of this? How many things I have never had to endure because of this? Then, says the Beis Halevi, this no longer applies. Then just other rabbi, noida Hashem mishpat usa. You're saying, I did an avera, but look, yesh din v'yesh dayin. Then it's no longer chutzah, because you're telling everybody, I did an avera, however, look, I had to get punished for it. Then the chutzah for lie doesn't apply. So if a person did an avera and he's coming out to the Beis Hamikdash to be mitzvada and saying chotusi avisi pashati other rabbi lefi the Beis Halevi, there's no problem whatsoever because he's being mafasim that he wants to do tshiva on his avera.
Why make the list of the four rabbis around him? In the same Beis Hamikdash where the kohen was shouting out his sins, why hide them now?
Oh, very good, very good. I'm going to come to that in a minute. Now, the Gemara says in Masechtes Chilin in Daf Mem Aleph as follows. The Gemara tells us, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that somebody who did an Avera and he has to bring a Korban Chatos. So, we know a Korban can only be Shechted in the Beis HaMikdash. But he, this guy, he obviously hasn't got proper Charuta. So as a joke, he goes and he Shechs an animal in his backyard. He says, oh, this is my Korban Chatos. He's shechting animal because he wants to eat some flesh. He says, oh, this is man chatosel. You know, mentions Zungendus, like man kadoshel, man chatosel. This is man chatosel. And the Machtazal Letzunas tells us the Gemara, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that shechitu soy pesila. Not only for shteitzach, does nishkin kom chatos, because a kom can be shechem beis hamikdash, the shechit is pesila, the animal is an availer, and he's forbidden to eat this animal. Even though it's even the only thing else, it's forbidden to eat it. Says Rashi, why did Rabbi Yochanan come along and say that it's a knas, you're not allowed to eat it? Says the Gemara, the reason is, Kadesh lo yachshavi, and all the people shouldn't mistakenly learn that you can shech the korban chatos bechitz, and they will come to learn from him, oh, you can shech the korban outside. Azoizuk Rashi. Azoizuk the Gemara. Rashi's got a kasha. If so, why did Rabbi Yochanan only make this knas by somebody who'd been an oivan avera and has to bring a korban chatos? Even if he doesn't have to bring a korban chatos, somebody says as a joke, oh, I'm shechting this animal as a korban chatos. You should make the same knas that somebody who makes a joke and says, this is for a korban chatos. Then the shechitusa should be pesila and you shouldn't be allowed to eat it. Why did Rabbi Yochanan only make this gezeira in a case of somebody who taka is chayv a korban chatos? Come down Rashi, and he says as follows, a rizik achidish. The imisa, if you see the chuta b'shoigig, that he taka did do an avera, kula islay, it has a coil, people know about it. The misha b'yud leyudai dva avera b'shoigig, somebody who did an avera b'shoigig, einoi mechapa ulov, he doesn't cover it up. Kedei she yizbayish, in order that he should suffer embarrassment, v'yechapaloi. And that is a kapura. Says Rashi as follows. Somebody who did an avera b'shoigeg, in z'chayvakom chatos, he doesn't cover it up. He wants that people should know about it. So people know this fellow has to bring a kom chatos. So now this person, when he says, and he shechs his animal, says, this is for kom chatos, people might take him seriously because they know he has to bring a korban chatos. Marshenkin, somebody who everyone knows, he doesn't have to bring a korban chatos. I know he didn't do it, he's just joking. People won't take him seriously. What do I see from this Rashi? Rashi tells us very clearly, somebody's chayv a korban chatos, he does not cover it up. Einoi mechapa ulav, he does not hide it. Kedeshi is bayish, and all they should have embarrassment, v'yechapaloi, and that is the kapura. Freik the Mugen Avruam in Simen Tuf Reish Zayin. L'choyre, this Rashi is keneged the Gemara, which we spoke in Soita. It's like we said, the Boishim doesn't want to be mevaza, doesn't want to be mefas, and people doing a virus in order not to embarrass them. And here we see clearly, Rashi says the normal derech is a person who's done a veira b'shoigig does not cover it up just in order to get embarrassment, and that will be the kapura. Azoy freik the Mugen Avruam. Happy is the one who covers over his aveis, freak the Mugen Avrom. And then he asks from the Gemara and Soita, how does this add up? Azoi freak the Mugen Avrom. Comes along the Chasam Soifa, and the Chasam Soifa tells us a gewaltig yesod. Tells us the Chasam Soifa as follows. We know who brings a kol mchatos, somebody who did an aveira b'shoigeg. Chai v'krisis, lamed of chai v'krisis b'shoigeg, has to bring a kol mchatos. If you do an aveira b'mezid, you don't bring a kol mchatos. However, this in itself is also machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan, he is of the opinion that even if you were amazed as far as the lav goes, you knew this was forbidden, you knew this was also, however, you were shoigig about the punishment, you didn't realize the severity of the punishment, you didn't realize this is a chai v'krisis, although you knew it was forbidden, but you didn't know it was so you did it amazed, however, you were shoigig about the punishment, such a person also brings a kom chatos. Azoi halt Rabbi Yochanan. Now comes along the Chasam Soifa and Azuk de Gewaltig Yisod. So when somebody is bringing a Kolm Chatos, it could be he's not 100% Shoigig. It could be very possible that he knew fully well that this thing was forbidden on Shabbos. He knew you're not allowed to light a match on Shabbos. He knew that. He didn't realize it's Chai V'Kris, it's Chai V'Misa. That he didn't realize. But he knew it was forbidden. Zuk de Chasam Soifa, you know why you've got to cover up a kol mchatos? When do you have not allowed to be megalarit? When there's an element of mezid involved. Because that's a terrible zilzul. You knew something was forbidden, and you went ahead and you did it. However, Zuk de Chasam Soifa, if you were a real shoigig, adarabba, you should be mefasimit. Because people might think that you were amazed. You knew it was forbidden. Because even somebody's amazed can bring a kol mchatos. So if you weren't amazed, that type of kol mchatos, adarabba va'adarabba, you should be mefasimit. So says the Chasam Soifa as follows. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Yesh lefarish nesi pesha kisi chatu haini shehizid belav. He was amazed, he knew it was forbidden. Demos lo yegala hamezid shebeshoigigahi. That part you may not be megala. Aval hashoigig megala ki heichad lehava kapura. And lo oilem yefasim sheshoigig. He has to announce, I am a true shoigig. So therefore comes out now, this is answered this stira on Rashi. That although we've been told you mustn't be mefasim, a person who's bringing a kol mchatos, says Rabbi Yochanan, you know when that's speaking about somebody who did the lav b'mezid, but somebody who did even the lav b'shoigeg, such a person, other rabba, you're supposed to be mefasimit. And Azoi Shrab, Rabbi Yashiv, the same thing in his Sefer Horus on Masech the Soitan Daf Lamed Beis, and he explains the same yisod there like the Chasam Soifa. So, what comes out from this now is that somebody who brings a korban chatos, it's correct that he should be mefasim, that he is bringing a korban chatos. Number one, that should be for him a kapura, the embarrassment. That's the reich nichoich. And number two as well, that we shouldn't think, have a havamina, that he was over not alav b'mezid. So he should be mefasim. However, this in itself is not yet enough to explain and to answer the Verta of the Heilige Rishna and the Sons of Ruth. Because we've only seen so far that it's correct for a person to suffer humiliation, that should be part of his kapora. That although he's got a choice, if he wants, he could bring a lamb which has a tail, lechachila, bring a se'ira, bring a goat. However, we haven't yet seen that that gives permission to other people to come and publicly humiliate somebody who's done a veira. We haven't seen that. So where do we know that the Kohen has got the right to come and publicly humiliate somebody who brings a kol mchatos? Well, that we haven't found so far. However, we find a halacha legaba kriyas hatoira. Shteit in Sefer Chasidim, in Simen Tov Shin Samaches, Yizua Chazen, somebody's blind in one eye, or he's got a broken limb, you shouldn't call him up for an aliyah for those psikim which speak about an iveris, a blind person. Says the Seichsin, because you're going to embarrass him. Somebody's got a nesek be'enoi, all these type of different mimim. Don't call him up to a pusik which speaks about that mim. He will be embarrassed. Similarly, says the Sefer Chassidim, that lo yitochen shechazon yikre b'parshas arayos udem shechushed aleim. Somebody who you know he's chushed, we suspect him that he's being over on isirim of arayos. Don't call him up like this week, Sedra, parshas arayos. Don't call him up to those psikim. If you know that his wife, a kohen, is married to a grisha, don't call him up to a pusik where it's written. Why? Because, says the Sefer Chassidim, Shloy Yalbim Puno. You may not embarrass him. Also, he states in Sefer Chassidim. Come along the Sefer Knes HaGdoyle, and he argues with the Sefer Chassidim. He says the Sefer Chassidim is speaking about somebody who's chushed. We suspect it. We don't know for sure. We suspect that he's being oivaroyes. Don't call him up because you're going to embarrass him. Obazuk the Knes HaGdoyle, im hadova bure. If it's clear to you, everybody knows he's a kohen and everybody knows she's a Grisha, it's clear. Rui lekuroi. You should call him up. Kedei she is bayish. In order, you should embarrass him. You should humiliate him in public. Ve yifroish mehem. And therefore, through that, he will realize and he will hopefully divorce his wife. And this Knes HaGdoyle is brought lahalucha in the Elia Rabba, the Prima Gudim, the Chidur, the Kaf HaChaim, and many other poskim. So from this Knes HaGdoyle, we see very clearly, somebody comes into shul and he's being over an aveira, call him up to the psikim where it speaks about that this aveira that he's doing. Everybody knows he's doing this aveira in order to publicly humiliate him and thereby cause him to hopefully do tshiva. Agoy state in Knes HaGdoyle. Comes along, however, the Shar Ephraim, that's the same Machab as Mat Ephraim on Yom Nerum. He's the main, one of the main sources on Hilchos Kisa Torah. He quotes his Knes HaGdoyle, but he isn't happy with it. We know the Gemara tells us that when David HaMelech used to go into the Beis HaMedrash, the people there would shepherd him, and they would say to him, David HaMelech, what's the halucha, habu aleishas ish, misusa bechenik? They would give him a shepherd because of the story with Bathsheba. And David HaMelech used to answer them back and say, and would say to them, take misusa bechenik, ava hamal b'pnei abu yesh lechel oylem abu, ava hamal b'pnei chavei berabim, ei lechel oylem abu. So zuk the Shar Ephraim, tzurchin im yesh lasis kain. It's a big tzurchin if one can do this, what the Knes HaGdoyle says, to publicly humiliate this person. Afilim kavanusam la oira b'tshiva. Even if they take a mean it l'shem shemayim, they should do tshiva. Im yodia shiyesh halbunas punin gudel. If you know you're going to publicly humiliate him. And then as on the Shar Ephraim, noch a line. The sufik him yuvelade tshiva de historizi. There's a big sufik. Such type of act of behavior will anyway bring a person to tshiva. More likely, you'll just turn him off even more and he'll walk out of shiva and never come back. So it's nishkin kliga zach stamos. It's up the shah tshiva. It won't work anyway. All you've done is publicly humiliate him. So therefore, the Shara Ephraim is not happy. So we have here a machloikas. Is it correct to publicly humiliate somebody who's doing aves in order to cause him to tshiva? The Knes HaGdoyle says yes. The Shara Ephraim says it's not going to work. And anyway, even if you're kavod Hashem Shemaim, to be mal b'pnei chavei barabim is ein lechelik loylamo, it's not a good idea. So lechoyra, we need to understand how does this work then here, that the Rishna said that the Kohen would publicly humiliate this person. So, ich will sagen as follows. Although we never have the right to publicly humiliate somebody, our behir is different. Why? Because since this person, he had the option to bring a lamb. He could have brought a lamb whereby nobody would have known that he's bringing a korban chatos. He had that option. And he goes and consciously makes a decision, I want to bring a goat. And although I'm bringing a goat, everybody will realize it's an akeva. And everybody will realize thereby I am bringing a chatos. That is what I want. Because I want to suffer humiliation. I want that everybody should realize that I have done an aveira. And I want to become embarrassed. Because that will be the kapura. Like Chazal tell us, as Moichel and Loi Kol Avoy Noisof, I want to be embarrassed. So oi bazoi. So when the Kohen would see a person comes into Beis HaMikdash and is bringing with him an animal, and he asks him, what animal, what korban you bring? He says, korban chatos. The kohen would take one look at the animal. If it's a kifso lamb, the kohen would say, ah, this is a person who doesn't want to suffer humiliation. Okay? B'mukim asher teshucha ta'oila, teshucha ta'chatos. Nobody needs to know, nobody needs to see, nobody needs to realize. All was covered over. Nobody knew. Nobody was. However, if the kohen saw that this person was bringing a seira, he would bring a goat. So the kohen saw. He's bringing deliberately a seira because he wants to suffer a humiliation. So although normally one would never ever publicly humiliate somebody, what right do we have to humiliate somebody? But this person, he wants to suffer the humiliation. He wants to have the embarrassment. That's why he's brought the seira. So the kohen and a kohel gudol will call out, this and this person is bringing a kom chatos because being over this and this aveira, and thereby he would bring him a kapura. And I found this yisod is written as well in the Chanukas HaTorah from the Rebbe Reb Herschel in Parsha Shmini. We know, state in Parsha Shmini, the Rebbe Yishim told Anna Koyen, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, Vayhi B'yom HaShmini, Kura Moshe La'anavun Zikne Yisro, V'yom Lahan, Kach Lecho Egel Ben Buka Lechatos. Take an Egel Ben Buka Lechatos. Says Rashi, Lahoidia, in order to publicize, Shemachapeloi Hakadosh Baruch Hu al de egel ze al maase ho egel sheoso. Zug the Rebbe Reb Herschel Chanukas HaTorah. What does it mean, Lahoidia? So till now we understood that when a person brings a lamb, he can cover over the aveira. A seira, you can't cover over. So whoever sees, sees. But we haven't yet heard that you publicly publicize it. However, comes along the Rebbe Peshel, and it's medayik from this Rashi, lehoidia, the Ana Koyin went around publicizing what Aveira he had done, and that the Rebbein Shloilem is now giving him a Kapura. And says the Rebbe Peshel these words, Chayev lehoidia lerabim shechuta, a person has to be medir berabim what he's done wrong, velichsoif, and to be embarrassed, ki kasifa hi kaparusoi. This is his Kapura. And this is what written by Ana Koyin, kach lecho egel lehoidia, vekach om HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what the Rebbein Shloilem said, Sheyoidia avoinoi lerabim. The Ana Koyin should publicize his aveira in public. Kizehi kaparusa sheyedi. And this is how he explains the Gemara. So we see clearly how the Rebbe Reb Herschel explains this Gemara in Soita. That similarly, that a person should come along and should publicize the aveira which he's done in order to have a kapura. However, I want to add on one final thing, and that's very important. That the Maram Ash, the Punim Meiris, was asked, is it correct for a person to publicly publicize his Averis in order for him to be embarrassed to have a Kapura? And he writes very clearly, it's forbidden. That this halacha was noyig, dafke bizman shebeis hamigdash hoyakayim, the time of the hamigdash, no person had to bring a korban chatos. Then part of the kapura process, like we see, was to suffer the embarrassment of bringing a korban chatos. Obe zuk de maharam ash, obe zuk de dafke leinyan korban hi gezeis hakusiv, awe bizman azeh she'ein korban, ein mittel ulav levayish es atzmoi. A person may not embarrass himself. Va'adarabba yeshloime de usaloi lefasim. It is taka forbidden. This was dafka bezman shebeis hamikdash hoyakayim. But as I said, this issa of humiliating yourself, which is forbidden, only applies when you humiliate yourself barabim. Or a person is supposed to feel humiliated back to himself. That is part and parcel of the tshiva process. Kala oiva aveira imizbayish ba moichlin loy al kol avoinoisov. That we do have to have. We have to have that part that we should feel embarrassed of ourselves. Not to tell over to others, but we should be embarrassed. Eloikai boishti lehurim punai eilecho. I have to be embarrassed to look you in the face, kaviyuchel. And I want to just finish off with the words of the Pele Yoyetz in Tshiva. He writes as follows. V'yamim ha'udam b'mina shalema. A person should believe b'mina shalema. Shekol ma'ash yizbayish b'oylem azeh. All the embarrassment which he suffers in this world. Einoi echad minei elef alfei alufim. Is not even one from the tens, hundreds of thousands of Mahabisha Vechlima Sheyevish Yekulim Loilim Habo Bivnei Bezun Shamala, all embarrassments which he will have in the next world. Ribei Revuz Machnes Kedoshim, Oila Oise Bisha, Oila Oise Chlima, Zug the Peleyoids, Emitiv Loiludim Shekulim Loilim Azeh. It's good for a person, he should rather be embarrassed in this world. Venislach Loi, and he'll be forgiven. Va'al Yekulim Loilim Habo, you shouldn't have any embarrassments in the next world. Venloi Nevosh Loi Nikulim Loilim Habo. Oilam vued umen ken yirutzay.